protein is now at Starbucks, and it's never tasted so good. You can add protein cold foam to your favorite drink or try one of our new protein lattes or matcha. Try it today at Starbucks.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Get it? The Burt Show.
When I tell you the biggest challenge that I think I've ever had in my career is keeping Kristen focused right now, it's exhausting.
I don't think...
I came back just in time to open the break. I was prepared. I already had my hook in my head, and I knew how I was going to immediately get into it, and I need to give out the phone number so we're not trying to stall. Hey, I want to know what random sentimental item you just can't get rid of. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. All right, what do you want to mention now?
All of us in the studio have like four combined brain cells.
Right, we're all just
sharing them like a poo-poo platter.
Earlier this morning, I was telling a story, a very deep, touching story. And Kristen was out in La La Land. I was looking over there and she was like staring endlessly into the future, right?
No, I was staring into the abyss. That's what I was staring into.
And from time to time, I'll look around the studio and that happens,
yeah.
Right? But usually people snap themselves out of it after like 2 seconds and I can see the refocus. Kristen was gone. She was not coming back. So I had to stop them in the middle of the segment and go, KK, come on back.
Yay.
And right before we opened up the mics, I saw her drifting again. There she goes. Out of the studio.
But I actually, and it's so funny because it's like, it's almost cartoonish and comical because I shook my head. Like I shook myself out of it and I was back because I was like, yo, you got to open the break. Let's do this. So I'm back.
So as you guys can understand, it's a very insecure time for us right now. So trying to stay focused on this rather than what's going on in the outside world from time to time over the next couple of months is going to be challenging.
Insecure? Weeks. Why?
You said months. Weeks.
Weeks. Weeks.
22 shows, Burticus. 22 shows.
No, 21 and a half.
21 and a half shows.
Damn.
21. 21.
Yeah, it's all right. Anyway.
All right. So what random sentimental item do you have that you can just not part with, you cannot throw away? So I don't know what inspired me to do this, or I guess I had energy that I needed to get out. And for once, I wasn't hungover. So I'm like, let's go clean out the closet, right? Let's go start organizing stuff, purging things, whatever. So I'm in the primary closet and I'm just pulling out a bunch of stuff to organize it. And, you know, I got my Goodwill pile. I got my Helping Mamas pile. And I have this box of clothes that I do not wear, right? And it's like some really old t-shirts, some old basketball shorts. And I'm sitting there looking at it. And I know the whole like Marie Kondo and, you know, if it sparks joy, you keep it. If it doesn't, you let it go. And I'm looking at these basketball shorts, right? These athletic basketball shorts that say Lafayette basketball on them because I played basketball in high school. And they were the practice shorts that we wore. So they weren't our game shorts because, you know, public school, you don't have money. You have to give that stuff back so it can go to the next person for the next season. And the elastic is completely worn out. Like there's no wear, like you can't wear these. And I'm looking at them and I know I need to like put them in the throwaway pile, mm-hmm. right? Like this is not even something you would donate because they're decrepit. And I'm not going to, you know, donate decrepit clothes. That's just rude. And so I'm looking at, and I'm like, but for the life of me, I cannot get rid of them. I put them back in the box, back into the closet, like tucked in a corner, but for whatever reason. And when y'all, I graduated in 97.
Okay.
But these are some vintage shorts, which
they
is
fit.
They fit
mostly.
But the elastics, you can't wear them.
Right.
Because they're so old that the elastic has literally like disintegrated.
Okay.
There's no elastic in the band. So if I put them on, they would just go and fall right off.
Okay, skinny.
Is that
brag a little more, Kristen?
It's because there's no elastic. Yes, Tommy.
I've got an idea. You know those companies that do the cool quilts with like old t-shirts and stuff? I'm sure they could put your shorts into one of those.
Yeah, and that's what I put them with. I put them with my old t-shirts because I have a little garbage bag of t-shirts from like college and also from my different radio stints because I want a radio blanket and I want like a BBA blanket, etc. And so, yeah, I'm going to do that. But looking at the shorts, I'm like, they can't use it.
Yeah, because they're attached to nostalgia. We've talked about this so many times that I forget the name of it when you attach like real life feelings to inanimate objects because you feel like they've gone through life with you.
Anthropomorphize.
No, I can't say it either.
Oh, I love anthropology.
Anthropomorphize.
I can't believe NPR gave us a shout out the other day. So I have a t-shirt that, you know, my Friday Night Lights t-shirt that Tracy gave me 20-something years ago. And now it's got like holes in the arms. It's like right there at that shoulder where it's starting to separate also. But it's so comfy and it holds so many great memories for me that Amanda saw it on me the other day. And she's like, you got to get rid of that shirt. And I'm like, I put my foot down. I'm like, you can guide me in a lot of different areas, but this one is off limits.
Okay, but
this shirt.
But think about it, because, and I also have boxes of memorabilia from like radio gigs over the years, et cetera. And I'm looking at this stuff and I'm looking at Jimmy and I'm like, he ain't going to want this crap. Like, what is he going to do with this? He doesn't want this. And why am I keeping it so it stays in a box, which I never take out and I never look at? Like, it logically, it makes zero sense. And I'm just feeling a lot of clutter in my life. Mm-hmm. And so I want to, like, get rid of this stuff. But I, for the life of me, cannot let it go.
I think it makes a lot of sense. It feels like throwing away a picture or a picture frame. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily that you're going to, like, take it out and wear it. But that's a snapshot of a portion of your history. Like, that, those basketball shorts you wore every single day for a year. And so I can imagine throwing that away feels like throwing what's left of those memories.
Yeah, Tommy.
One more idea. So Renee and I are having a yard sale this Saturday, as a matter of fact.
Well, people buy anything at those yard sales.
If you want to sell your shorts and any other thing you want to get rid of, because the Bird Show will be leaving soon, people will have mementos from your life.
It's a collector's item.
I invite you, Bert, Abby, Cassie, everybody on the Bird Show can come be a part of the yard sale and sell their mementos. And I guarantee you people would buy stuff and you could then donate the proceeds to Bert's Big Adventure.
You're looking for a cut. What percentage do you want of my basketball shorts?
I don't want a cut. I just want people at my yard sale.
Yeah. It makes some sense.
You're on the Bert Show.
I'd love for you guys to call in for a second here and tell me, what was the original count of guests that you were going to invite to your wedding? And what did that list look like at the end of the day on your wedding day? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. And the reason why I'm asking is Amanda and I are planning on having a pretty small, intimate wedding in Tulum in March. We got the hotel picked out, paid for yesterday. We were pretty strict on the list in the beginning, and then it feels to me more often that she's hitting me up with a suggestion for somebody she would like there, and then I feel like, okay, well, if she's going to add blank, then I'm going to add blank, and then she comes back with blank, and then I come back with blank. So I'm not sure where we're going to end, but we started with like 20, and I think now we're maybe up to 26. So it's not a massive difference just yet, but I'm curious for you guys out there that were thinking, okay, we'll just do nice something nice and small, and it ended up just being huge. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Was your guys' guest list pretty much the same in the beginning as it was in the end?
Ours, we had 100, and I think I invited like maybe 105 by the end because I knew there'd be some drop-offs, and then we had just under 100 attend because kind of the same thing. We wanted every person there. We wanted to know them.
Yeah, I'm actually, you had me thinking, so I pulled up my wedding guest list that was in my email. And this is the perks of having a Yahoo email for 2 decades.
I had to answer an email the other day that was an AOL account. And yes. I'm like, before I even answer this, I want to say congratulations for keeping that.
How does it feel to have an email exchange with a fossil, though?
That was a young dude. It was a relatively young person.
Oh. So, yeah, I'm looking at the guest list and I think we ended up, we had a number and we stuck to that number. Like, Bart and I were pretty firm on the fact that if we haven't spoken to you or seen you face to face in years, then that
that wasn't going to get you an invite. Because I remember posting about the engagement and immediately getting hit up by like a college friend saying how excited they were for the wedding. And I'm like, I have literally not spoken to you in like 15 mm-hmm. years. We had great memories. Don't get me wrong. Like I still have love and affection for you. But you're not going to use my wedding as a reunion. You know what I mean? To hang out with old friends. Like that's not cool.
Those convos were the worst too. Cause I had some people who I consider close friends, but we had a budget and a capacity that we had to hit. And you've got to sometimes make the cut. And I remember them being like, we're going to drive in. We can't wait. And I was like, okay. I'm not going to talk about it again.
Now, this can go both ways here, too. Hey, because you could have an enormous number and then it goes down quite a bit. Hey, Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I did not see it going this way. What do you got?
So we started out with like 150. And eventually it was well over 400.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say 40. 400. Oof. Okay.
Yeah. We had it at a public park. And the people at the gate had to tell 400 people how to get to the venue because we forgot to put directions in.
400.
It got to the point at the end, we were just emailing the invitation. We were like, hey, if you want to come on over.
All right, so Kate, you started at 150. How does it balloon to 400? Like, it's not you and your husband that all of a sudden remembered, oh, there's another 250 people we need to invite. Was it family that kept throwing names at you as to why this guest list just got, like, so big?
Yeah, it was like my father-in-law. He's in Charleston. They've been here for decades. So he's like, oh, I had dinner with all these people, and we just invited everybody and their family.
I thank you for calling. 400. That's crazy. Big, man.
I've been to one of those weddings. They are insane.
I just, as we were putting together the list, you know, it's so hard to put these lists together because maybe you want to invite this one person, but then you feel like if you invite them, then mm-hmm. you also have to invite blank, blank, blank because they're going to be offended also. So making that cut list is hard, man.
And sometimes you can't cut people you want to. And you just have to bite the bullet. Like, that's why I love that you're doing this very, very intimate small mm-hmm. wedding, because I think it gets you out of having to do that. Whereas if you have a bigger one, then you kind of have to preserve relationships.
And the hotel we're doing it at is so small also that we're literally going to overrun the entire hotel. You will not be able to run or hide from each other. It's going to be awesome. Good morning, Mike. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. What's up?
Hey, so me and my wife, we were just doing an intimate wedding that started like 20, 25 people, and we actually went the opposite way. We ended up doing it ourselves, just eloping on the beach, just completely alone.
What was the tipping point? There has to be one thing that happens. Yeah. Maybe I should ask this tomorrow. There has to be one thing that happens where you're just fed up and you throw your hands up and you're like, forget it. It's just going to be you and I. Was there that one moment?
Well, it was basically because our families are from two different cities. I'm from Atlanta and she's from Nashville. So just trying to find a middle spot that everybody could go to. And we wanted the beach. So there was no middle beach that we wanted.
All right. Okay. I appreciate you calling. Thank you. And here is Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning, everyone. So our original guest list was 500 people, and we ended up cutting it down to 200. However, I made the mistake of accidentally sending save the date to some of those people that we cut off, and I actually never sent them a wedding invite, and we had some very unhappy people that did not get an invite when they thought they were going to.
Damn. Like, if you look into, thank you for calling, if you look at your wedding party and you also look at the guest list, right? How many of those people are you really still in touch with? I can tell you this, from my first marriage, when I look at the bridal party, there's only one dude, my best friend John, mm-hmm. who I'm still in touch with.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. All of my bridesmaids, still in touch with all of them.
All of them?
Yes. I had five. Still in touch with all of them.
Mm-hmm. And I would say 98% of the wedding guests also.
Is that right?
Yep.
Really? Okay. Ours is going to be nice and small, and we're going to know these people for the rest of our lives. You're stuck with us. 100% stuck with us.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So in a minute, we will talk to Jackson, whose bucket list item is to die from anything except natural causes. Before we get into that, we have a question for you guys listening. Why don't you like babies? What's wrong with babies?
Listen, I get it. Times are tough. People are penny pinching. They are, you know, watching their wallets. And it's been a tough year for people and for especially for nonprofits. They've really taken a hit. And so Jamie Lackey, who's the CEO and founder of Helping Mamas, this is the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia, right? And they get all kinds of baby supplies in the hands of moms and parents who are a little less fortunate and could use a helping hand. So she hits me up and she's like, hey girl, so our warehouse is like cricket, 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 cricket. We have like no diapers. And every September they do this fill the warehouse diaper drive. And we were very successful 2 years ago when we did this. We collected over 50,000 diapers for them. So knowing that, Jamie was like, hey friend, would you mind doing a team again this year? We could really use it. It's been a tough year. And I was like, absolutely. And we will do the same thing we did last year, but up the ante a little bit. If we hit our goal of diapers, the Burt Show will all pose in adult diapers. But instead of just taking a photo, we'll actually put it up on a billboard. We'll put the Helping Mamas logo. We'll put like their slogan, Diaper Need is Real, in their website and get you even more publicity, right? So we'll put our diapered butts up on a billboard. Since we collected 50,000 last time, it was like, okay, yeah, sure. We can collect 75,000.
No, we can't.
No.
Turns out we can't.
All right. So technically, it's supposed to end tomorrow.
And we can do this. What are we at? 70,000? 65,000? What are we at? I mean, it's one day push. What do we need?
We're
couple
at,
hundred?
We're at 13,354.
Wait, no, that's big. We doubled what we had yesterday.
Stephanie was very excited. So Stephanie texted me last night and she's like, 13,354 diapers. Woohoo. So for everybody, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, like, thank you to because every single diaper counts. There's no doubt about it.
No, screw y'all. Get us to 75,000.
So, and that is a significant jump to the a little over 5,000 we had the day before.
That's huge. Honestly, the fact that we doubled it in 24 hours speaks volumes.
It does.
So, wait, can we just push the deadline? What are they going to do? Say no to the diapers for the babies?
So, I got Jamie coming in tomorrow for another plea. I'm going to ask if the Burt Show can get an extension because it's for the month of September. So, technically, this diaper drive, there's a bunch of teams. It's obviously a competition. It's supposed to end of day tomorrow. I'm going to see if it'll hook us up till September 30th so we can push through the weekend and Monday, Tuesday. And that way we can do our photo. When we hit the goal, we can do our photo, which we're holding Burt Show babies, little baby junior listeners.
Yeah, and some of you guys need to know what babies are. Some of you are like, hey, I have an 11-year-old that would like to be on that billboard. That's not a baby.
I'm not holding nobody's 10-year-old.
Right? Dude,
I'm horrified.
So, I don't even bench press that much.
So I opened up the contest, right? And listen. I know we're slacking when it comes to diapers, but we are not slacking when it comes to entries for babies to hold for this billboard. And I knew that because every mother thinks their baby is the cutest baby on the face of the earth.
Well, let's go with this then. Let's ask for 75,000 babies.
But I said I need it to be, I need it to be between 6 and 24 months, it being the baby. Mm-hmm. I need the baby to be, because we're going to hold the baby in the diaper in on the billboard.
Did you just say 24 months?
Yes.
You mean 2 years, Kristen?
Yes. If you
mean a toddler?
No.
She don't get this math.
It's okay. Uh-huh. They're still wearing diapers at 2 years, babe.
They are?
Yes.
That's like a person.
No, it's not.
I've had intellectual conversations with two-year-olds that are better than some of the men in my life.
3-year-olds can wear diapers.
Jimmy wasn't potty trained till 4.
Yeah, neither was Hazel.
Yikes.
I'm coming back on that time. It comes full circle.
All right. So that's why I'm like 6 months to 24 months, right? The first entry I open up, this kid was born in 2021. And I'm like,
that's 4, Kristen.
I'm aware.
That's 48 months.
That is 48 months. And I'm like, Like, so we're.
Look, maybe it's time to recalibrate here. We're not going to make 75,000 in the course of the next 24 hours. So maybe it's time to recalibrate.
No.
Because
we
this
can't.
It's the wussification of America.
You guys, I don't want this to be a marker that I can't think of the last time we didn't hit a philanthropic goal. And we're going to go out like this.
We're going to go out like the losers we are. I'm not changing. I'm not moving the goalpost yet, Bert. I'm not moving. Let's wait until tomorrow when Jamie from Helping Mamas comes in and we'll see the number doubled. So maybe the number will triple tomorrow.
Or maybe it'll double again. We'll get to 26,000. And then the next day it'll double again. We'll get to 52,000.
Yes. And then by next week, if I get this extension, we will have hit our goal. It's just taking us a little longer. Okay. That's all right.
And we also have to remember that even if we get, this is not about us. Even if we get to 35,000, we don't get to the 75,000, that's still 35,000 babies that are going to have diapers.
No, it is. I want to win.
Okay. All right. But let's not take away from the success of that. I mean, it would suck if we didn't reach the goal for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm being real. But still, if we hit 35,000, it's 35,000 infants that weren't going to have diapers at all.
But just so you know, if we don't hit the 75, that like we're not posing on a billboard in our diaper.
Oh, hell no. I'm looking for a reason not to.
Maybe that's not what the people want. Maybe we need to give the people what they want. The people want the tea. You know what I mean? Oh. Maybe we need to start putting our personal lives up for grabs. All right.
They've had that for 25 years. We can't do any more of that. All right. So where do they need to donate?
TheBirthShow.com. It is very simple. I had people slide into my DMs, let me know that they had made donations. Thank you so much. And that was super easy. Go to TheBirthShow.com. You'll click the Helping Mamas Warehouse link. It takes you right to the Burt Show team donation page. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Tax deductible. And we get some diapers on some babies.
You know what I like for a bucket list? Going to see the Northern Lights. Nice and safe. I ain't going to die there, right? So Jackson, he has a bucket list item to where he pretty much just wants to die early.
You said not from natural causes, and I would argue that this is a very natural cause if I were to die doing this.
So your bucket list item is to kick the bucket.
Ha, good one, Abby. Here we go.
Good one, Abby.
That was so funny. Thank you, AI Jackson, for contributing to this break.
Here's the thing. You're right. Most people's bucket list items, travel the world, go skydiving, things like that. Mine looks a little bit different. I'm not a big traveler, but I will travel for some things, and this is one that I would travel for. I want to go storm chasing.
Okay, and dying from that is not dying of natural causes. That's dying from nature.
Natural disaster, which is a natural cause. Okay.
It's natural selection is what it is.
And so I came on here a couple weeks ago talking about this, and everyone said that I was crazy, which, because objectively, it does sound crazy. Tornadoes have absolutely fascinated me my entire life. And I think this also stems from when I watched the original Twister movie as a kid, I had horrific, deep, irrational fears of tornadoes for a long time.
No, it's not irrational. They're dangerous. It's actually quite irrational fear.
I just saw someone from Europe, like a British person, be like, what is wrong with Americans on tornadoes? Why are they not more scared of them?
Right. Why do people want to drive towards them, Jackson?
Yes, you're right. It does sound scary.
But as far as your, like you say, irrational fear, did you like live in Tornado Valley?
No. When I say irrational, I mean like on a day like today where it's really overcast, I would think there's an impending tornado that's going to come and take the elementary school down that I was at the time. Mm. Fear really turned into like a full blown fascination. So I've watched like documentaries and it's honestly just sparked an entire like weather kind of little hobby of mine that I've had lately. And so when I came on here and talked about that, I wasn't expecting to hear anything. And then I got a DM and I'd like to read this DM.
No, somebody wants to kill you.
Hey Jackson, I just listened to your segment about you wanting to go storm chasing. For reference, I am a meteorologist and employed by the National Weather Service. Now, storm chasing is not out of the realm of possibility for you as long as you go with an actual meteorologist that respects the sheer strength of these storms. I have several colleagues that regularly storm chase in the spring, which is the most active season for naders, which apparently is the word that the weather people use to call tornadoes.
Sorry, what?
Naders.
Naders?
Yes.
That's NADS for short.
Multiple.
They call people who love tornadoes naders?
I guess so.
Huh. Like tornado.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. If you're interested, I can definitely get you in some, connections to make it happen and happen safely. I will preface this by saying that even the best storm chasers don't see tornadoes every chase, and these runs can be 12-hour days driving with maybe 30 minutes of actually seeing something cool.
All right, Jackson.
Yes.
What disappoints your mother most? The fact that you work for the show, the fact that you got a tattoo, or the fact that you want to chase a tornado?
Well, technically, he doesn't work for the show anymore.
None of us do.
Step up.
Yeah, so that means this one gets to take the spot now.
Okay. All right.
Now, this one sounds like the safest of all possibilities here. Because if you're getting in a van with a, like Glenn Powell from that movie.
Glenn Powell didn't even storm chase. That was CGI. Him and Daisy Edgar Jones were chasing green screens.
But you know these rebels that think they can do it themselves and they go out there in their Astro vans and chase tornadoes. That scares me. You're going with professionals here that know what they're doing. They're going to be safe. Go for it.
I mean, honestly, if there was a hobbyist that would be willing to take me out, I would have taken them up on that offer. But this seems way more legit, right?
Yeah, definitely get in an unmarked van with a stranger, Jackson. Sounds like a great idea.
So are you going to pursue it?
I think so. So I responded and I was like, thank you. I know this sounds crazy, but I promise you, like, I will be as respectful as possible to the entire thing. And she gave me some contacts. There's someone that takes people out. It's at a cost, but she put me in contact with some people and I think I'm going to do it.
How much is it?
It's $900 a day or $2,500 for a 3-day chase and a private tour.
$900 to die? Hey, I could do it for free at home.
Is that too expensive?
Oh, man. Pay it, dude.
I'm really sorry for that joke. I'm sorry.
All right, well, thank you to all the nads that emailed Jackson.
Naders. Don't be disrespectful.
You're on The Burt Show.
We're about to play Who Tweeted It? Do they still call them tweets because Twitter was changed to X?
No, they're posts now.
Oh, posts.
I haven't been on Twitter/X a couple of years now, man. It just got way too negative. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with this. So I haven't posted anything in years.
Well, we went back.
Yeah.
And these aren't dated, by the way, because I didn't want to give away anything. But these are tweets from your past or posts.
No, you can call them tweets because when we did them, they were tweets.
Okay. All right. Tweet. All right. This person said, you know what I learned today? The show, for me, goes by very quickly when I'm 90 minutes late.
I feel like that should have come from Kristen.
I feel like that should have come from Bert.
I was going to say
it,
Bert.
I think me. Yeah, I think it came from me too.
Yeah. How do we buzz in? Can you just say a name?
No, just say who you think it is.
It's just team effort here.
Okay. It's complete anarchy, Abby.
Sitting near a girl so stunning, I can't stop staring at her. I'm sure she totally thinks I'm a creeper, but she's just so pretty.
Oh, that's something Cassie would say.
I think it's a Kristen.
Cassie actually got rid of her Twitter.
I did.
So we did not include her in this game.
No. I was very unhappy with Elon Musk. And as a form of protest, I deleted my Twitter account.
Way
and
to put your all foot the down. Tweets.
You know, it's silly, but honestly, like when somebody loses a subscriber, it sends a message. So me alone, hell no, but maybe with other people. And then I re-added it so nobody would take my name. But all the tweets are gone.
Yeah, I notice you're still driving your Tesla, though.
With my anti-Elon Tesla club.
Hold on
the
a
back.
Second here.
This is so funny.
Dumped Twitter because of Elon Musk and you have a Tesla?
So the difference between disabling a Twitter account and getting rid of a car when I have one income and a house to rebuild and 2 children under 5 is very different. You're not the first to make that point. I can't. At that point, it won't hurt Tesla. They already have my money. It would hurt me and the bank I took a loan from. So all I did was get an anti-Elon Tesla club sticker for the back of my Tesla so everyone knows I don't like him.
I will say this, that I have seen an uptick of videos, not on Twitter or X, from people that are... And I stopped ripping on Cybertrucks just because it was such an easy target, right? They do suck. They are ugly. But I stopped ripping on them because there were so many videos of people going up to Cybertrucks and like throwing their Starbucks on them or throwing ice cream on them or a beer on them and yelling at the drivers and stuff like that. I didn't want to contribute to all that.
Well, I've seen a bunch of people that have taken the T's off the back of their Teslas. So they're like, you still tell it's a Tesla, but it's just not. Big.
Yeah, I thought you meant Tesla, and then so now it's just Esla.
I did see. I just think it's unrealistic to ask people to like sell a. That's a lot of money and a lot of a new car payment. But canceling a Twitter account, okay, I can do that.
All right. Did we ever determine who said
that? I think it was me.
I did too.
Yeah, it was you.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Is it crazy that I remember?
Like the woman?
Where were you?
I was at the airport and there was just this woman and I just couldn't stop staring at her because she was just so breathtakingly beautiful. And I'm like, she's going to think, because I mean, I remember I was super active on Twitter back in the day, especially when I was traveling and stuff like that. And she was stunning.
Were you looking at yourself in the mirror?
When I travel, hail to the now.
All right. This one was very interesting. And I'm going to read it like it's written because it's in all caps. Bark, 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 bark. That's the tweet.
That's definitely not me.
That's an Abby. That's an Abby.
It's probably me, and it's probably a quote tweet of some kind of Tom Blythe edit.
Was it you?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I got the ding ding.
Yeah.
Well, but what's the caption underneath it?
I can't believe you're getting so happy because you guessed it was your tweet.
Oh, I knew it was me. I'm like, that's me on all fours barking at a photo of Harry Styles.
All right.
What is? Are you serious?
Probably. Do you have context?
No. I have no idea what it means. You're the one that tweeted it.
Well, I don't know. I don't really get on Twitter/X really much anymore, but I do. That does sound like something I would say.
Okay. Me peeing in the bathroom stall at work, remembering I have leftover fried rice in the fridge at home. It's the little things.
Definitely, Kristen.
That's for sure, Kristen.
I don't like, number one, probably you, two, cold coffee, three, small talk, four, Monday, five, having small talk with you on a Monday while my coffee's getting cold.
That feels like Abby.
That sounds like something I would say, but I know I've never said that.
I think it's Cassie.
No, because... Well,
oh, no, we didn't have any of Cassie's because hers have been eliminated.
Is it Bert? We just did a Kristen, so I'm going to go Bert.
I didn't say that.
I think it's Abby.
Yeah, you did.
I did? Say that again.
I don't like... Number one, probably you. Two, cold coffee. Three, small talk. Four, Monday. Five, having small talk with you on a Monday while my coffee's getting cold.
Now I know why our sales team hates us.
I don't recall that at all, man.
I'm pretty sure you tweeted it right after a big cup of coffee.
No, I need to know the year. That way we can figure out who was GM because it was probably that person.
I'm not sure what I'm more excited about this week. My kid's birthday, or that I'm chatting with Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's Kristen.
Yeah, it's me.
Bert?
It was Bert.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Bert.
All right, so I do like one person, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I'm not a Pilates princess. I'm a Pilates pauper, the way I be doing some of these moves.
Abby.
That's Abby. Me.
Yep. All right. If Monday had a face, I would punch it.
Kristen.
Yeah, that's so dorky. That's got to be me.
It was actually Bert, but I would have accepted any one of us.
I don't recall any of the... I really hate Mondays.
You do. You're like a walking Kathy cartoon.
What's that stuff you would take and you do stuff and you forget you did it?
Alcohol?
Ambien.
Maybe yours are Ambien tweets.
Should we do the last show on Ambien? Or
I'll be on some kind of drug.
Some of us still need to work, Kristen.
It's been 5 hours. When I burp, I can still taste it.
That's Kristen.
Yep. We never see powerful men simp like this.
Abby.
That's me.
Wow. Last one. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Kristen.
That might be me.
Could be me.
Honestly, that's one that could be any,
could be
of,
any
us.
Of us.
How about the Bert Show account?
It's Abby.
Okay. It's all trash.
You're on The Bert Show.